Corbyn and McDonald's 20-point workers' charter. Give a workers equal rights from day one, whether part-time or full-time, temporary or permanent, so that all workers have the same rights and protections whatever kind of job they have. Ban 0 hours contracts, so that every worker gets a guaranteed number of hours each week. Ensure that any employer wishing to recruit labor from abroad does not undercut workers at home, because it causes divisions when one workforce is used against another. Repeal the Trade Union Act and roll out sectoral collective bargaining, because the most effective way to maintain good rights at work is through a trade union. Guarantee trade unions a right to access workplaces, so that unions can speak to members and potential members. Introduce 4 new bank holidays. We'll bring our country together with new holidays to mark our 4 national patron saints' days, so that workers in Britain get the same proper breaks as in other countries. Raise the minimum wage to the level of the living wage, expected to be at least £10 per hour by 2020, so that no one in work gets poverty pay. End the public sector pay cap, because public sector wages have fallen, and our public sector workers deserve a pay rise. Amend the takeover code, to ensure every takeover proposal has a clear plan in place, to protect workers and pensioners, because workers shouldn't suffer when a company is sold. Roll out maximum pay ratios of 20:1 in the public sector and companies bidding for public contracts, because it cannot be right that wages at the top keep rising while everyone else stagnates. Ban unpaid internships, because it's not fair for some to get a leg up when others can't afford to. Enforce all workers' rights to trade union representation at work, so that all workers can be supported when negotiating with their employer. Abolish employment tribunal fees, so that people have access to justice. Double paid paternity leave to 4 weeks and increase paternity pay, because fathers are parents too, and deserve to spend more time with their new babies. Strengthen protections for women against unfair redundancy, because no one should be penalized for having children. Hold a public inquiry into blacklisting, to ensure that blacklisting truly becomes and remains a thing of the past. Give equalities reps statutory rights, so they have time to protect workers from discrimination. Reinstate protection against third-party harassment, because everyone deserves to be safe at work. Use public spending power to drive up standards, including only awarding public contracts to companies which recognize trade unions. Introduce a civil enforcement system to ensure compliance with gender pay auditing, so that all workers have fair access to employment and promotion opportunities, and are treated fairly at work.